First of all, Professor Nkanduluo is an accomplished politician, public service worker, as well as an accomplished scientist that Zambia has produced. She has a very deep wealth of experience and understanding of how government operates, and she has been a senior member of the Patriotic Front for a very long time, where she's serving in the governing organ of the party called the Central Committee.
President Lungu, in announcing the appointment, said, quote, "I know not all of you will accept her, but diversity of opinion is what makes the world go around." Why did he say that?
Well, it's because the president is alive to the fact that whichever choice he would have picked, there will still be a section of the members who might not have liked that choice. Everybody, including the president himself, might not be liked by everybody. And the president was aware of the fact that it's not everybody who will like his pick. But he was also quick to note that one of the reasons why some people find it difficult to come to terms with the professor is the fact that she is extremely a very, very straightforward person, extremely honest, and she is sometimes tough. So naturally, some people find it difficult to work with people that are tough, that are straightforward, that are blunt, that are honest. And this is exactly what Professor Nkanduluo is. She's very honest and she's not a pushover.
Talking about bluntness, we understand that while she was Minister of Education, she made some controversial decisions, and some people think that Zambian students may not like her.
Well, myself, I was the president of the university, and she's not a pushover. Particularly is that, for instance, it was during her tenure as Minister of Education that meal allowances for the students were scrapped off. But that was necessitated by the fact that government wanted to increase the number of students who were receiving government scholarships. So to increase the number of students receiving government scholarships, there was need to increase the pace in terms of revenue. And the government thought that giving University of Zambia students and the Copperbelt University students meal allowance was a cost that could be taken to providing more students being given government scholarships. And that is one of the decisions that a number of students didn't take very well. But it was not entirely the doing of the professor. It was well crafted, and as we are speaking right now, we have more students on government loan than at any other time, because the money that was used to give meal allowances is now being used to give loans to other students. And then we have changed the scenario. More students now are benefiting.
So, Antonio, why do you think President Lungu dropped the current vice president, who we understand is also a woman? Why did he drop Madame Wina?
Well, the current vice president, Her Honor Inonge Wina, did indicate officially that she was not running for public office again. She said that advanced age, she has contributed enough, and that it was time to pass on the baton to the younger generation. So she officially issued a statement that she would not be available as a running mate to the president.
How come, Antonio, people like us outside of Zambia, we don't seem to hear a lot about the female vice presidents? Why appoint them and people don't know about them?
No, I think that is a very wrong assumption. It is an assumption that people don't know about a Republican vice president. That's the second highest office in the land. And I don't think that it is correct to assume that people don't know their vice president. If there are people who are well known in any country, it's the president and the vice president.
Antonio, thank you so much. It's so nice talking with you on Daybreak Africa.
Thank you so much.